almost half of them here. However, in the past, we noticed that, for instance, last year, the talk and the event that was the most successful as part of Otok of Ljubljani was Jalili's Hafez, and we believe that it was because it was a film that was speaking to Hafez lovers, people who were into Iranian cinema. I want to say it had a wider reach than what one might dare call the typical Otok film, and with this I mean the more independent world cinema, small-scale production. Of course, this is a stereotype, which Otok was never like this. Still, it was for many people and for general public often identified with this. And so the films which we present, most of them which we present here, have this wider appeal. I mean, it will become clear when I tell you which titles we're presenting. For instance, we are opening on the very same day that Otok opens in Izola with a double bill, Peter Mettler's Petropolis, which is a film which he made and which was commissioned by Greenpeace Canada, but which is of course not a traditional documentary, but a poem meditating actually the whole situation of the pollution of an area which is approximately the size of, I believe, England. Peter Mettler, so we believe, for instance, that for a film like this, there is also an audience that would come here. Then the next film is Poplava, The Flood, by Goran Devic. Goran Devic, you all know as the director who won with Chernsey at Last Leaf. He did a documentary on a river on the Croatian-Bosnian border, the river Lika, which flooded, and he actually follows two volunteers from both sides who deal with this, natural catastrophe and through this. This film will be followed. Goran Devic will be here, and there will be here also a talk with the director and with the people. The Mironi Institute in Ljubljana is also involved in its production. It was made as part of a project Manjšina za manjšine, and this will be also discussed on that day. On the second day, we showed the Otok's opening film, Sulimani Sisi. He made actually only, I think, seven films. We presented two of his masterpieces, The Wind and Yelen, The Light, as part of Kino Africa, the first major overview retrospective which took place years ago in the meantime, in Kinoteka, together with, for instance, people like Usmane Sembene and the great Djibril Diop Mambeti. He is really one of the superstars, I would say, of African cinema. It's like he's 70 years old and will be with us. Then another giant of European cinema, his last film will be shown in Venice also, out of competition, is Marco Bellocchio. We will show his Vincere, which is a film which absolutely must be seen on the big screen. Then we will also show Sudankila Forever here in Ljubljana. On the Monday and the Tuesday after the festival, we will have more like a typical Otok, Izola Otok, a type of program with one film from competition, The Anchorage, and the Korean film Mong Sil. And on Tuesday we'll show the award-winning film for those who want to see it again or those who will see it for the first time.